today's contestants. A program manager from Seattle, Washington, Andrew Kramer. A quantitative developer and trader from Chicago, Illinois, Ben Sunday. And our returning champion, a screenwriter from Studio City, California, Felicity Flesher, whose two-day cash winnings total $32,200. And now, here is the hope of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the college championship. That was some exciting stuff. Nabeer blowing away his opponents in the final. Going to be tough to match, but Felicity's here again today, and the challengers, Ben and Andrew. Could be done. Good luck. Here we go. Now the categories, starting off with a history of charity. Good subject. Followed by literary terms. Roll with it. Hey, that's entertainment. Each correct response will differ by a letter. And finally, questions from a 1927 quiz book. It's called Ask Me Another. Felicity?
Literary terms, 200.
In fiction, it's the term for the one who tells the story. First person and third person are two types. Felicity?
What is narrator?
That's the word.
Literary, 400.
It's the practical lesson about right and wrong that results from an instructive story like a fable. Ben.
What is a moral?
Good.
Literary term, 600, please.
From Greek words for first and actor, it's the main character in a story. Andrew.
What is protagonist?
That's it.
Literary terms for 800.
The six-line Scottish stanza is also known by the name of this 18th century poet. Andrew.
Who's Burns?
Robbie Burns, you're right.
Literary terms for 1,000.
This five-letter word for a figure of speech is widely used to mean any familiar reference. That's a tough one. It's a trope. T-R-O-P-E. Back to you, Andrew.
Questions from a 1927 quiz book for 200, Alex.
With 10.3 million, it's the largest American state by population, according to the 1920 census. Andrew?
What is New York City?
Yes. No? Felicity?
What is New York?
Yeah, Andrew, I think you added city there. Back to you, Felicity.
Entertainment, 200.
24 years after his death in Las Vegas, this rapper, as well as actor, had his greatest hits on the Billboard 200 in 2020. Andrew.
Who's Tupac?
Yeah.
Questions for a 1927 quiz book for 400, please.
This heavier-than-air flying machine is intended to rise and descend vertically. Andrew.
Was it a hot air balloon?
No. Felicity.
What is a helicopter?
Correct.
Entertainment, 400.
In 2001, this alliterative woman's 30-minute meals premiered with a 30-minute episode about leftovers. Felicity.
Who is Rachel Ray?
She's the one.
Entertainment, 600.
She says, there's rarely a day that I'm out in the world that somebody doesn't mention 13 going on 30. Felicity.
Who is Jennifer Garner?
Correct.
Entertainment, 800.
Hopper was back and sporting a mustache for the third season of this 80s set Netflix series. Andrew.
What is Stranger Things?
You got it.
Questions from a 1927 quiz book for 600, please.
12.5 miles long, the Simplon Tunnel through these European mountains was then the longest in the world. Andrew.
What are the Alps?
Right.
27 quiz book for 800.
The three new European nations of more than 10 million as a result of the World War were Poland, Czechoslovakia, and this Slovenly one. And that would be Yugoslavia. Back to you, Andrew.
27 quiz book for 1,000.
Best known for his many portraits, like the one seen here, this three-named American painter died in London in 1925. Andrew.
Who's John Singer Sargent?
You got him.
A history of charity for 400, please.
Answer. Haley Double. All right. You're in the lead comfortably.
Let's dance. Let's make it true daily double.
Let's dance.
Even one shot.
Even James Holzhauer never said, let's dance. This he did, but not let's dance. Okay, let's see if it works out. The people who founded this organization in 1976 had previously built a bunch of homes in Zaire.
was Habitat for Humanity.
You just doubled your score and added to your lead, and you've taken us into our first commercial break. We will return shortly. Andrew Kramer is from Seattle, Washington, and he suffers from something called Sundoku. That's a Japanese term. What does it mean?
It means someone who buys more books than they could ever possibly be able to read in a lifetime.
I have just discovered right now that I too have Sundoku.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Too many books. Ben Sunday from Chicago, Illinois. Won a vending machine challenge. What's that all about?
That's right. I was at a supposedly prestigious investment bank doing an internship, and on the last day of the internship, they had the vending machine challenge where you have to eat one of everything in the vending machine.
Oh, gosh.
I did win. I don't know whether to be proud or not proud of that, but it worked out. So that's the vending machine challenge.
All right, good for you. Felicity Fletcher is our screenwriter, and it was a little awkward as a child. You locked yourself in a hotel room. How does that happen?
Yes, sir. I was in at visiting my brother who was at a basketball camp in Mississippi, and we were staying in a hotel, and I thought it'd be fun to go into the connecting room, and somehow got locked out, but I was too young to know how to turn the door or the lock, and my mother and grandmother got very concerned for me, but somehow I got out.
But they got you out.
Exactly.
All right, everything works out for you. All right, Andrew, go ahead and make the next selection for us as we continue.
A History of Charity for 600, please, Alex.
In 1942, this organization was founded in Oxford, England, to feed hungry children in Greece. It has since branched worldwide. Andrew.
Was Oxfam.
Right.
Charity, 800.
In 1944, Tuskegee President Frederick Douglass Patterson started this scholarship organization. Andrew.
Was the NAACP.
No. Ben.
Was it the American Negro College Fund?
No. You were closer. The United Negro College Fund. Back to Andrew.
History of Charity for 1,000, please.
This philanthropic organization with a fez for a logo dates back to a meeting of Masons in 1870. Andrew.
Who are the Shriners?
The Shriners, yes.
History of Charity for 200, please.
Founded in April of 1919, this organization sold its first stamps or seals to help disabled children in 1934. Talking about the Easter seals. Back to you, Andrew.
Roll with it for 200, please.
This wood cylinder with a handle at each end will have you undulating in dough. Ben.
What is a rolling pin?
Yes, with less than a minute.
Roll 400.
Instead of evaluating all applications after a hard deadline, some colleges use this two-word process and reply more quickly. Felicity.
What is rolling admission?
Yep.
Entertainment, 1,000.
In 1995, she starred as a teacher in the film Dangerous Minds. In 2014, she was mentioned in the lyrics of Uptown Funk. Felicity.
Who is Michelle Pfeiffer?
Correct.
Differs by a letter, 200.
Spirit or determination, and what the American Academy of Pediatrics says not to do to children as punishment. Felicity.
What is spank and spunk?
Yep.
Letter 400.
The animals of a given region and a Finnish-style steam bath. Andrew.
What is sauna and fauna?
Good.
It differs by a letter for 600.
A small electronic device and a surfer girl played on TV by Sally Field. Felicity.
What is Gidget and Gadget?
Good.
Letter 800.
An old term for a poet and the last name of the man who passed away in 2010 at age 92 as the Senate's oldest member. Ben.
Bird and Bard. What is Bird and Bard?
Good.
Letters 1,000.
And with that, you're going to pick first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. That first round went by very quickly. We almost got all of the clues dealt with. Let's see what happens in the Double Jeopardy round. Ben, here are the categories for you. Flea Circus. Sports Talk. Doggone Words. Each correct response will begin with a type of dog. Followed by Country of the Bridge. I am a title, I-A-M, coming up in each correct response. And finally, something very appropriate.
I'm MSNBC Steve Kornacki, and I'm bringing my wizardry at the map to American history in a category on the Electoral College.
All right, Ben, off you go.
Country of the Bridge, 1,200.
Jacques Cartier Bridge. Felicity.
What is France?
No. Ben.
What is Canada?
That's the country.
Country of the Bridge, 1,600.
Answer. You have 1,800. You can risk up to 2,000.
True daily double.
All right, for $3,600. The Bridge of the Americas, not the one in Sicario.
What is...
Say something.
What is Mexico?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what is Panama? But Panama is the correct response, so you're at zero. Go again.
Country of the Bridge, 2,000.
Victoria Falls Bridge, two countries, please. Andrew.
What is Zimbabwe and...
No, you didn't get the second one. Ben or Felicity? What is Zimbabwe and the other Z, Zambia, the neighbor. Ben, back to you.
Country of the Bridge, 800.
The original Bridge of Sighs. That's Italy. Ben?
Electoral College, 1,200.
All righty.
Upset over the inclusion of a civil rights plank in the 1948 Democratic platform, Strom Thurmond split the party, capturing four southern states with his Dixiecrat party and nearly helping this Republican defeat Harry Truman.
Ben.
Who is Dewey?
Right.
Electoral College, 1600.
New York didn't choose its electors in time, and Rhode Island and North Carolina hadn't yet ratified the Constitution. But the vote was otherwise unanimous when every elector cast a vote for George Washington in this year.
Ben?
What is 1788?
Nope. Andrew?
What is 1790?
Nope.
What is 1780?
Nope. What is 1789? Ben, back to you.
Electoral College, 2000.
All right.
The 1860 electoral map revealed the deep divisions of a country hurtling towards civil war. Abraham Lincoln won the North, the West, and the presidency. Border states went for compromise candidate John Bell. Stephen Douglas carried Missouri. And this incumbent vice president and defender of slavery carried the South.
Ben.
Who is Breckinridge?
Good.
Electoral College, 800.
Answer. Daily double. And you're pretty close to where you were when you uncovered the first daily double, Griffiths.
Let's try it again.
Okay, you're going to try to double your 1,600. Take a listen and take a look.
A third party candidate hasn't won a state in a presidential election since 1968, when this American Independent Party nominee carried Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and his native Alabama.
Who is George Wallace?
You got him.
Electoral College, 400.
1972 was one of the biggest landslides in Electoral College history, as Republican incumbent Richard Nixon piled up 49 states, and this anti-war Democratic senator captured only Massachusetts and the District of Columbia, failing to carry even his home state of South Dakota.
Ben. McGovern.
McGovern is right.
Doggone words, 1,200.
To murmur or grumble. That would be to mutter. Mutt is a dog word. Ben?
Flea circus, 800.
In 64 AD, a fire broke out in Rome in the shops surrounding this large hippodrome, no doubt causing many to flee. Started near the Circus Maximus. Back to you, Ben.
Flea circus, 1200.
P.T. Barnum marked exits with this way to this fancy E word. Folks left and had to buy a ticket to re-enter. Andrew.
Was the exit?
Nope. The fancy word he used was egress. Back to you, Ben.
Flea circus, 1600.
World War I pilots sometimes fled a unit of the Jagdgeschwader, known as this in English. A name familiar to Monty Python fans. Felicity.
What is the flying circus?
Yes.
Circus 2000?
In this Sarah Gruen novel, later a movie, Jacob and Marlena plan to flee the traveling circus they both work for. Andrew.
What is water for elephants?
Correct.
Sports talk for 1,200.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
Tennis players shouldn't linger in this area between the service line and the baseline, where returns are hard to hit. It shares its name with an area between trenches that World War I soldiers also wanted to avoid.
Felicity.
What is no man's land?
That's it.
I am 2,000.
Tom Wolfe satirizes 21st century college life in this 2004 novel. Andrew.
Was I Am Charlotte Simmons.
Correct.
Sports talk for 1,600.
Water polo players stay afloat with this kick that sounds like it could help to scramble an omelet. Felicity.
What is a whisk?
No. It's called the egg beater kick. Back to you, Andrew.
Sports talk 2,000.
In archery, It's the four-letter word for the groove at the rear end of an arrow that fits on the bowstring. Andrew.
Was it notch?
No. Ben or Felicity? You're so close, Andrew. It is not a notch. It's a knock. Less than a minute now.
I am a title. 1600.
Richard Matheson pits Robert Neville against lots and lots of vampires in this sci-fi classic. Felicity?
What is I Am Legend?
Right.
I Am 1200.
The titles of these two Leonard Nimoy memoirs contradict each other. What are I Am Spock? I Am Not Spock. Felicity?
Doggone 2000.
Led the Woolen Creatures. Felicity?
What is Shepherded?
Yes.
Doggone 1600.
Like any boxer, belligerent and combative. What is pugnacious? Little pug. Felicity.
Doggone 800.
Until 1996, the research arm of AT&T was called Bell V's. Felicity.
What are laboratories?
Yep.
I Am 800.
Robert Cormier's young adult thriller with a very dairy title. I Am the Cheese. Felicity.
Sports Talk 800.
In track, the metric mile is this many meters. Ben.
What is 1600?
No. You can't ring in again, Ben. I know you wanted to take 100 off and make it 1,500 meters, and you would have been correct then, but you're not now. So here comes Final Jeopardy. Recent movie songs. Think about it. Make your way. Back in a moment. Final category as we begin the week. Recent movie songs. Here is the clue, players. In October of 2019, this song, a duet, was still in the top 10 on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart after spending a year on the chart. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to the middle first. Ben, you wrote down your response quickly. Let's take a look and see why. Because you wrote down the correct response. What is Shallow? Yes, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And it will add how much to your total? $401 only. That takes you to $3,201. Takes us to Andrew Kramer. He had $5,200. Did he come up with Shallow? What is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper duet? But
what is it?
Yeah, but you couldn't think of the title. That's too bad, because we were going for that. It'll cost you something. $1,601. That drops you down to $3,599. And it takes us to our champion, Felicity. Her response was incorrect. She went too far. She went into the deep. And she lost $3,700, and she finishes out of the money in terms of winning. But, hey, guess what, Andrew? You're the new Jeopardy champion with a big total of $3,599. And you get to play again tomorrow. We'll see him then. Hopefully, you'll join us too.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...